This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about how certain medications can cause symptoms of depression. As discussed previously, symptoms of depression are not always caused by a life event or related to major depressive disorder. In some cases, depression can be a symptom of another complex medical condition, such as thyroid disease, or in other cases, depressive symptoms can be a result of starting a medication for another medical condition. The official name for depression when it is caused by a medication or substance is called substance or medication-induced depressive disorder. Let's find out more about some of the medications that can cause symptoms of depression. It is important to remember that all medications can have side effects. After receiving a prescribed medication, we tend to focus on a long list of side effects on the package insert, most of which are relatively uncommon. Doctors try to balance the benefits with potential risk or probability of side effects for each medication. As a result, doctors tend to focus on the most common or likely side effects for each medication. There are some medications that are known to cause depression. As an example, interferon is a medication that, in the past, was a mainstay of treatment for hepatitis C. Nowadays, we have medications with better side effect profiles that can treat and cure hepatitis C. Interferon is known to cause depression. Also, steroids have a well-known side effect of depression. Steroids are used to treat a variety of conditions, including asthma flares. Fortunately, steroids are usually prescribed on a short-term basis. Very few patients have a medical necessity to take steroids every day. Now, there is some controversy about other medications that can cause depression, such as beta blockers. Beta blockers are medications that treat high blood pressure and certain heart conditions. Familiar beta blockers include carvedilol, metoprolol, and propranolol. More recent high-quality studies have shown beta blockers do not have a propensity to cause depression. If there are any questions about if your medications can potentially cause depression, speak with your doctor. In all, it is important to know the side effects of the medications you are taking. Some medications can cause symptoms of depression as a side effect. This can be mistaken as major depressive disorder. In actuality, this medication can be discontinued and your mood improved. A known side effect of interferon and steroids is depression. Beta blockers such as carvedilol, metoprolol, atenolol, or propranolol likely do not cause depression. Remember, in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 11 and 14. Before discontinuing a medication, pray and seek counsel from your doctor. Pray that God gives your doctor wisdom, compassion, and insight on how to keep you on a path of good health. Thank you for listening to our podcast on Can a Medication I'm Taking Cause Depression as a Side Effect? Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.